Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Jay Carmona joins us. He's a Story County Commissioner and he's here for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Meet Nevada Health Link, Nevada's official health insurance marketplace. Your link to savings, selection, free assistance, and name-brand health insurance, where 90% of enrollees lower the cost of their monthly premium. Everyone deserves access to quality health coverage, no matter your income or family size. Visit NevadaHealthLink.com. A few minutes could save you hundreds of dollars per month.
Nevada Health Link. Our plans are made for your plans.
You're in trouble with the law. It's easy to think you'll lose everything, but there is hope. I'm Attorney Orrin Johnson. Your first step is to hire a serious attorney with the experience to successfully navigate the legal system for you.
Sometimes hope means addiction treatment instead of jail and making sure you're treated fairly.
Sometimes hope means fearless trial attorneys who will stand up to the government when they get it wrong. Call or text Orrin Johnson Law.
We'll make a plan.
You'll take back your life.
A power line is more than a power line. It's maintaining the bottom line for small businesses. It's keeping the assembly line moving for our workforce. For our brightest minds, it's meeting a deadline. It's on the front line with our heroes. And on the sidelines of the biggest games. It's a direct line to our loved ones. And it's a lifeline for the most vulnerable. There's a lot on the line.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head-on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're delighted to welcome to the program for the first time, Jay Carmona. He's a Story County Commissioner from District 2. Pleasure to have you on the program, sir.
It's a pleasure to be here, Sam. Thank you for the invite.
So you're going to be doing two terms, but you're doing something that most people don't do. You're going to get out when you could still have another term.
That's right.
Why are you leaving and where are you heading?
The opportunity arose that our Justice of the Peace is retiring early. And I wanted to explore other avenues as far as giving back to the community. You're right. It does leave me the opportunity to dip back in one more time if I desire. But I've got some good folks, I think, on the team, and there are some folks running for spots that I think will fill my spot and do well. So
let me ask you about District 2. Describe what that area covers, because it's different from the other two districts, for sure.
It is. We're all residential, like other districts in Story County, but we're up in the Virginia City Highlands, and my district stretches out all the way to the petroglyphs out in Lago Marcino Canyon. We have a lot of 1 and 10 acre parcels out there. We have a lot of 40 acre parcels as well. It's a rural area, but it's becoming very gentrified. So
in what way? Like Montana?
I wouldn't say it's quite like Montana, but we've got, folks that are moving in with less of the homesteading mindset. And they're coming up and, there's going to be stop signs installed throughout the Highlands for the first time in 50 years. I'm not sure how I feel about that, but I've been there since 2005 and the population has doubled in my district.
When you say that about the stop signs, you sound like Urington a few years ago. They were going to get a stoplight, the first one, and it was like people were really having discussions about that.
Oh, you bet. You bet.
So when you came on the commission in the beginning, did you have, obviously you knew what the job was going to be, but did you have any idea that this was really a historical undertaking that not just the rest of the country, but the rest of the world is looking at Story County and going, how in the world did these people do it?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I had an idea of what I was getting myself into, but it has been a true honor, especially in this time in Story County's history. Can't compare to the Comstock back in the day, but it feels like it's a second boom in Story County, and it has been an absolute pleasure, you know, being able to work with staff, the commissioners that I've been able to work with over the years. It's been a real treat.
I don't think anybody could have foreseen what Roger Norman and Lance Gilman would be able to accomplish in this time. You now serve with Lance's son, Donnie.
Yes.
But when you first met those guys and you saw the immensity of what they were doing in Story County, did it kind of blow your mind a little?
Honestly, it blows my mind every time I go out to the park. Every time I go out to the park, it is to just see the building that's going on at the pace that it's happening is it's mind-blowing. You know, they told me when I got on the commission that after about 6 months, it would not feel like I'm drinking from a fire hose. Well, 7 years later, I'm still gasping for air because things are happening so fast that we really don't have the opportunity to sit, catch our breath, and we just got to keep moving. And I think, you know, what's happening out at the park, what's going on in Story County as a whole, I think is a testament to the work that the team in Story County has put forth and the commission has as well.
When Jeff Burns bought the 67,000 last acres that were available, you know, a lot of people would have thought, well, it's done. It's also, but now you have tremendous work in reselling land to new owners. What can you share with us about that?
It's very interesting to see what's happening out at the park now. You know, everybody, I think a few years ago, was geared towards manufacturing, you know, a lot of warehouses out there. And with this boom with AI and the data centers, I think it's transitioned quite a bit from what the park was in its infancy. You know, now it's data centers. I think we've got 10 to 12 data centers out there that are in construction or up and running. And there's definitely more on the way.
As far as energy goes, it seems at this point in time that these data center companies are realizing that they can't just rely on the local power company. They're going to have to do a lot of the work themselves. Am I right in looking at it that way?
Yeah, you know,
I'm not saying that NV Energy isn't going full tilt,
right?
But it's just the need is so immense.
The need is immense. I think some of the confusion is that there is power available. It's not all available at this moment, but, you know, you do hear that conversation that there's not enough water and that there's not enough power. And the reality is, I think NV Energy is working on a good program with Greenlink to try to get everything lit up.
It's huge.
Yeah, but some of the development, I think, there are other reasons that it's stalling. It's not because the power isn't necessarily available right at this moment.
Well, isn't one of the problems, you know, still the supply chain? That a lot of stuff that got caught up in the whole COVID thing, it still hasn't caught up.
It hasn't. I've heard transformers are 3 years out. So if they're not planning ahead, I mean, the pace that things are moving right now, you really have to have a great team in place to make sure everything's ordered. You know, I think that's one of the holdups is that people aren't anticipating these long lead times for some of this critical infrastructure.
One of the things that I found very interesting, we had the head of Tract on the program.
Oh, great.
It's probably, what, 18 months, a couple of years ago now, when they first, they were already involved, but they were becoming more public. And they talked about their business model. And it struck me that their business model was Roger and Lance's business model, but on a relatively smaller scale, even though their project is huge. The boss talked about a $100 billion investment in that project. But what I'm talking about is the concept, which surprises me that it hasn't been adopted in many other places, which is you don't just buy the land and sell the land. You develop the infrastructure first. So therefore, when companies want to utilize that land, all of the amenities are there. How does that strike you?
I think it's a fantastic business model. I think what keeps people away from that business model is that it like the park, takes a lot of upfront capital.
Yes.
And I think folks are leery to invest the type of money that these guys are investing. They do see the future and they know what's coming, and they're willing to take that risk. I think it's a fantastic model because true to Story County's nature, grading permits in a week, you know, if you buy land from these folks or you buy a parcel from these folks, it's ready to go. You can hit the ground running. If you've got everything you need to get your data center set up, It's a fantastic opportunity because it saves a lot of the legwork and a lot of the initial outlay.
It's funny. The way that this whole thing has been set up, I was talking to a developer who had purchased land out there, and I was saying, you know, are you going to put in all the infrastructure? And he said, I don't have Roger Norman type money.
Right, right.
Yeah. I thought that was a funny line.
It's very true.
Microsoft is investing in starting one of the reactors at Three Mile Island.
Yes.
Because the power need is so great. Mm-hmm. As you look at this, where do you think it's heading for Story County and Nevada in general? Is it just a question of, you know, like with Project Greenlink, it's going to take a little bit more time to get all this done. But we're going to have all this, and it's going to be moving fast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think, with the proper planning, I think we've got to utilize all the resources, right? There's got to be solar. There's got to be other sources of power generation. And if we're talking, you know, pocket nuclear plants, I think that's definitely a good option for direct power to these data centers. I mean, whether we like the idea of a nuclear power plant or not, the reality is we're still all using our phones. You know, we're still using AI constantly. And so the need is there. Unless we're ready to give that up and back off a little bit, which I don't think anybody's willing to do, we've got to look at some of these things which are maybe less desirable. But in reality, I think it's a good power source for folks if they can get it set up.
Can you do pocket nuclear in Story County?
Not that I'm aware of at the moment. Okay. I think the regulations are pretty strict right now. There's going to have to be a lot of legwork done at the legislature to allow.
Does that require a lot of water? Because that's been the conversation in the past about nuclear power in Nevada is not going to happen because of water, but we've got all these new technologies that are coming along.
Yeah, you know, I don't want to venture too deep because I'm not too familiar, but I think that there's creative ways to as far as cooling, we've got that effluent pipeline,
right?
I think there's a ton of water available there. I don't know if that's suitable for cooling. But I think there's a lot of ways to juggle what we need. I mean, most data centers out at the park, if not all, are on a closed system. So there's no discharge of water. You know, they have X amount of water they use to cool, and it's a closed system. And so they're not constantly needing more and more water. That's why one of the arguments for against data centers is that they're water heavy. Well, the folks that are talking about that are comparing us to Georgia, for example, where there's an abundance of water and it's easier for them to cool their data centers that way and cheaper. In Nevada, as Switch has shown, you know, they can use the atmosphere. Our temperatures here in the desert are very conducive to cooling. There's a lot of smart people out there. I think they can figure out a way to make that happen.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back with Jay Carmona from the Story County Commission after this timeout.
Like a traditional handmade basket, retail is woven into the fabric of life in Nevada. From big box to mom and pop, retail supports our communities in countless ways. Jobs for the disabled, team uniforms for kids, help for the elderly, and so much more. Retail employs over 1 in 10 workers. Retail supports Nevada, and we support retail.
RANNV.org.
$25,000 holiday cash frenzy at Tamarack Casino. Every Saturday, unwrap thousands in cash and free play. Don't miss the grand finale December 27th. We're gifting $20,000 in cash guaranteed. Tis the season for good times at Tamarack Casino.
The trucking industry is the most resilient link in the supply chain, moving 95% of our freight in the Silver State. And while essential, the road isn't always smooth. Supply chain disruptions, rising fuel costs, and unrealistic rules and laws that hamper our ability to serve our customers and country. Our prosperity and every sector of the economy Manufacturing, mining, medicine, and food from farm to table is tied to trucks. There's nothing without trucking.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Jay Carmona. He is the Story County Commissioner for District 2. And I always like to point out, I've had a relationship, a business relationship with Story County since 2025, and a friendship with Lance Gilman going back into the 90s. So
right.
we do have definitely a relationship. You know, the as we talk to different cities and counties across the state, most of them are looking at headwinds. Financial headwinds coming because of costs that they have that are not being taken care of and compensated for by the incoming revenue.
Right.
Story County has revenue coming in, but the issue is the backlog of work that needs to be done, not just in the 10 years that you didn't get money, but going back over 100 years. Can you talk about some of those things and how they affect what's going on, especially I would think with the water supply in your district?
Absolutely. So I'll touch on the water in my district. There is no city water out there. Everybody's on a domestic well. We do get water from Marlette Lake, but that's only to service Virginia City.
Can you describe how that water gets there? Because most people don't know. That's quite a trick to come from the mining era.
I'm going to probably mix up the mileage here on how long the pipeline is, but it's a siphon pipeline that comes out of Marlette Lake.
Which is in the Sierra.
Yep, right at the foot of Lake
Tahoe. Yeah, the Carson Range.
Yep, comes down through Washoe Valley, up and over Jumbo Grade, and then goes into the Virginia City water system.
Which is a stunning technological feat.
I don't know how they did it. I'm thankful they did, but there are definitely some good minds back then. You know, Sutro Tunnel, a lot of innovation, and it's I think it's special to live in Virginia City, Story County in particular. You know, we've got so much history. Anyway, to deviate from the water, Story County has struggled, as you know, over the years. While some folks were investing in infrastructure over decades, we really had nothing. And we talk about Roger Norman and Lance Gilman coming around. You know, we were going to get divvied up and split between Washoe and Lyon County.
That was because the county was in such financial straits.
Yeah, I think, you know, we were operating on less than $5 million a year as far as revenue.
For a vast county.
Right. We've got, our communities are all spread out. But, it's definitely tricky now. As we say in the inner circle, it was easy when we had no money because we could just say no to everything. And now that we have a little bit of money coming in, you know, we've got to be very smart in the way that we divert those funds. Like we talked about, to the different infrastructure throughout Story County that is in desperate need of upgrades.
The
water is a big one. Our jail is a big one. We've got to get a new jail and district court, justice court, sheriff station built. And that's going to be a really big project for us. But our jail's extremely old. It's falling apart, and we've really got to work hard to get that stuff done quickly. So that's kind of the deal we're in right now.
When you're part of NACO, you represent Story County.
Yes.
What are the conversations that are going on at NACO at this point in time about the shortfalls, not for Story County, but for these other counties? They've got to be pretty worried.
They are. Fortunately, at least the folks I work with seem really dedicated to try to make sure that they are able to juggle their funds as best as possible, you know. I think the problem for other counties is that the revenue stream is fairly consistent, which is good, but the needs are coming in faster than they're able to address these problems. But the fellow commissioners that I work with, they're a great group of folks, and they're all sort of geared in the same direction. They want to be as fiscally responsible as they can, at the same time making sure their constituents are taken care of, you know. And I think there's an understanding that folks need to just hold off a bit. Maybe they can't do a new park where they want to, or, you know, dress up a building as nice as they want to. I haven't heard too much chatter that the constituents are unhappy. I mean, there's always folks that want the potholes filled, but there's a good group of commissioners out there now that are really trying to manage that money as best as possible.
Are you having conversations at NACO about Thacker Pass, for example, which is going to make a huge difference up in Humboldt County?
Yes.
It's already affecting Winnemucca in a good way with workforce housing.
Yes. But
there are going to be thousands of people there working on construction over the next few years.
Yep.
Are you hearing anything out of that?
Not at this time. There's a little bit of gossip going on, a little bit of talk, but I think, it's going to hit maybe in the next 6 to 12 months. The conversation is going to be pretty heavy about that.
All right, let's take another break. We'll be back with Jay Carmona from Story County after this timeout.
The Nevada Builders Alliance has been protecting the interests of the construction industry for over 50 years. Our programs save members thousands of dollars every year and allow them to provide much-needed benefits to their employees. Our industry also allows Nevada to grow. If you're thinking about a career in the construction industry, reach out. And if you haven't thought of a career in construction, what are you waiting for? We are the Nevada Builders Alliance.
Welcome to Story County, where history meets innovation and a pioneering spirit continues to shape our future. At the heart of the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, we power the future with global leaders in technology and manufacturing, driving progress that reaches far beyond our county lines. From advanced manufacturing to tech innovation, our industries are creating thousands of quality careers, fueling a vibrant economy that benefits every Nevadan. But it's more than just growth. Our community is our foundation, supporting families, empowering local initiatives, and creating a place where everyone belongs. Be part of a legacy built on bold ideas and boundless possibilities. Join us in building a brighter future right here in Story County. Story County, helping build Nevada's future.
Welcome to the Ahern Boutique Hotel, where luxury and warmth come together in the heart of Las Vegas.
We take pride in offering a one-of-a-kind experience for both locals and tourists.
Join us for handcrafted cocktails and an unforgettable experience.
Joel's Chop House, the perfect place to savor views of the Las Vegas Strip.
Satisfy your cravings at the Ahern Chocolate Shop.
No smoking, no resort fees, and the parking is always free. The Ahern Luxury Boutique Hotel is your home away from home.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Jay Carmona. He is the Story County Commissioner for District 2. He's going to run another year, and then he's going to run for Justice of the Peace. In the meantime, big happenings recently in Story County with the Community Center. Tell us what you guys built and who it's for.
Yeah, so we built a community/senior center down in our Lockwood community. We got a federal grant to cover some of the costs, and then the county covered the other. It's a wonderful facility. It's got a commercial kitchen in it, and it's got daycare available there now. We were working out of, I believe the building was probably 1,500 square feet, and now I think it's close to 5,000 square feet. I'd have to double check the square footage, but it's a great resource for the community. It's right next to Louise Perry Park, a park that's been there quite a long time. It's nice that our folks down in Lockwood, we've got a school down there, Hillside Elementary, and then we've got a community down there that, has a lot of retirees, but there are some folks that are coming in a little bit younger with kids, and that center is going to be able to service everybody. So our old senior center was real compact and tight, couldn't really get all the folks in there, and it was hard to hold events. We were, literally squished up against the walls, and so this beautiful facility now that's down there is amazing, and I know the community has been very receptive to it. And as a matter of fact, we're doing a monthly luncheon down there next week, second Tuesday of January, and we're going to get all the folks from Lockwood to come down and you know, enjoy the tastings of the chef down there who does a fantastic job. So
and that's right on the river. Yep. And it's one of the larger population centers outside of Virginia City in Story County.
It is. Actually, my district's the largest population base. But Lockwood is almost tied with Virginia City.
Virginia City, it seems like in the last few years, mm-hmm. has had a tremendous resurgence. Not that it ever went away.
Right.
But you know, like everybody else over the last 30 years, it's had good times and tough times.
Yep.
But it seems like it's drawing a massive population of visitors, mm-hmm. As well as businesses.
Yes. VC has had a sort of a makeover the last couple of years. The big one that I think is very noticeable to folks is that the Delta is now back open.
Right. And modern by comparison.
Absolutely.
Old but modern.
Yeah. I do miss the old Delta. It was still there when I got to Story County. But the new owners have put quite a bit of money into that building, and it's great to see it back to its old glory. And we're getting more merchants in town. There are less and less closed shops. So it's really nice. We've got a variety of food up there. We've got two Korean-owned businesses that serve Korean food. We've got our traditional, the Palace and the Red Dog. But there's just, we've got one Mexican restaurant now. We used to have two. But there's quite a good amount of food choices up there. And, like I said, there are folks that are interested in opening businesses up in Virginia City. So it's nice to see some of the old places that were shuttered are getting some new life.
Well, and the Red Dog Saloon, a classic place for rock and roll
music
from back in the 60s,
yep.
and the Delta and the Bucket of Blood,
yep.
And their parking lot are
yep.
places you cannot miss.
Absolutely.
Hey, Jay, thank you so much for doing this today. It's a pleasure to see you, and glad we got you on the show. And thank you for all your work as a Story County Commissioner. We're going to miss you when you head off into the Justice Court, and I hope I see you outside of there, but not necessarily inside of there.
That's right. That's right. Thank you, Sam. I appreciate it.
Thanks for being here.
Pleasure.
And we'll be right back.
Each day, the Children's Advocacy Alliance partners with leaders, legislators, and families across Nevada to improve children's health, education, economic well-being, and safety. We recognize Nevada will be no better than the state of its children. Be a part of this change. Be a supporter of the Children's Advocacy Alliance. For more information, go to caanv.org.
Imagine a magical garden that feeds Carson City's hungry and homeless, teaches our high school students agriculture, creates hanging floral displays to beautify downtown, and yet charges nothing. It's not magic. It's the Greenhouse Project. It's real, it's growing, and it needs your help. Go online to carsoncitygreenhouse.org so together we can grow it forward.
As you know, Reno is booming. Toll's Development Company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's Development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Check out our archives section on NevadaNewsmakers.com. Great interviews going back as far as 2002. Really worth watching. We'll see you on the next broadcast.